Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Words appear on a lightning bolt-shaped sticker on the side of a racing truck. A Netflix original series.
Buddy Thunderstruck is legendary. You'll find his picture under awesome in the dictionary. He's a wizard on the shifter. At the wheel, he's a wonder. When you beat his dust, don't blame him. Just blame it on the thunder.
An American Greetings production. In stop-motion animation, a dog in a green racing jacket speeds around a track in a semi-truck. An albino ferret sits beside him. Felt creatures of all different species who stand on two legs populate a small town. Buddy Thunderstruck, created by Ryan Weisbrock. A title appears, The Maybe Pile. Leroy chases Buddy and Darnell from Zeal's, swinging a baseball bat.
Well, that was a terrible idea.
Buddy's truck teeters atop the sheriff's.
Well, that was a terrible idea.
Darnell's stuck in a toilet.
Well, that was a terrible idea.
Buddy flushes it. Elsewhere, the rabble-rouser burns.
Oh, well, that was a terrible idea.
The hangover lit TNT.
Martin Nugget, that was a terrible idea.
On the road.
We're supposed to be the masters of awesome ideas, but lately everything's been terrible. I would accept blame for this, but that is not what heroes do!
Well?
Sign of weakness!
Well, maybe we just need a new way to get some awesome ideas. Let's, quote-unquote, borrow a bag of fortune cookies and do what they say.
Yeah, put in the maybe, pal.
How about we phone random strangers and ask for suggestions?
Interesting. Why don't you put that one in the maybe, pal?
Oh, what if we actually consult the maybe pile for ideas?
Wait a minute. What if we get ideas from the maybe pile?
Papers fill a brown bag.
Yes, the maybe pile, where we store ideas for future use. Ideas that could maybe be awesome.
Maybe be awesome? I distinctly remember one definite awesome idea we put in there, only I do not recall what that idea was.
How about this? Let's pull out two at a time and pick which one is best.
Oh, like a game? Let's do it.
Okay, this one says garbage pizza?
That one's mine. We invent a pizza topped with every item on the menu and then add famous inventor to our resumes.
But I like this idea. Espresso cubed. If we drink three triple espressos, the power of caffeine exponentially multiplies until it reaches the number awesome.
Well, it is quite convenient that both options involve food, and we do happen to be parked at the bowler.
Hey, Brady.
Which one are we gonna do?
Garbage pizza or espresso cubed?
Man, this is hurting my head.
Well, I either just made a tough decision or I had broccoli for lunch. I did not have broccoli for lunch, so guess what that means?
Buddy faces us.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
He returns to the truck.
I got it.
Garbage pizza!
Leftovers sit on crust.
Sounded awesome, but garbage pizza looks appropriately named. I mean, what is this? Vegetables?
Yeah, we'd have to be morons to eat this.
Buddy drops a half banana.
Well, let's dig in. Tastes like, garbage. No, more like rotting dumpster garbage.
I feel like I'm eating the half-chewed table scraps of everyone in here all at once. Oh, not to mention there is some serious off-gassing going on right now. Whoa, sorry, that one slipped out. Wow, I am embarrassed.
It's like there's some illegal fracking going on in my organs. I admit that one was forced out, but I am also embarrassed.
Darnell's pizza toppings include a fried egg and candy cane. Really old lady and Mama Possum sit nearby.
Pardon me. Y'all might want to ask for the check, as I do not see this tapering off anytime soon.
Hey, I'm trying to eat here. Take your hilarious gas outside.
Okay, chill, man. Don't you see this is a sensitive situation?
Oh, no, I can't make it.
Me neither.
The front doors burst open. Inside, Artichoke tosses a table and charges. Artichoke glares.
Sorry?
Not cool, buddy.
Yeah, way to go, buddy. See you at home.
Double Cobra headlock! Cobra leg swing! Cobra body throw!
He hurls Darnell like a spear.
What's with all the Cobra moves?
They sound cool.
Yeah, the first time, but then it's all like same.
Cobra wedgie!
Oh, Nelly! This seems like less of a legitimate fight move and more of a humiliate buddy move.
Artichoke throws him out.
Well, that was a terrible idea. We are clearly idiots who make bad choices.
In the rabble rouser.
That one awesome idea is somewhere in the maybe pile. Darnell, we better find it now. Or at the very least, pick some options that offer a little adventure. Well, look at that. It's my lucky day. It says, try to get superpowers.
Be light. Mine is explore Greasepit's mysterious hatch. Which one we doing?
Try to get superpowers or explore Greasepit's mysterious hatch.
These choices are giving my brain a workout. It probably has massive biceps right now and those crazy veins that pro wrestlers get.
Mine probably has awesome pecs. It's chest day, you know? Okay, you thinking what I'm thinking?
Try to get superpowers!
All right, the dump. A home for junk tossed out by evil geniuses. Guys who make DNA-altering chemicals and murderous robots.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are great.
And looky here. Toxic Cola Soda Pop. Now with more toxic nutrition. Dated 1946.
Well, fits the criteria for giving superpowers. It's old and it glows.
And it has a cool logo we can put on our superhero banana hammocks.
Buddy pops open a bottle, and a neon green drop of soda falls on a steel beam, dissolving it.
Huh.
Buddy's tossed bottle explodes. He opens another, spraying them both.
I can feel it working already.
They strike strained poses.
I can feel myself start to mutate.
Yeah, I'm a super muscle guy.
Now I can fly and shoot lasers and punch through walls and... We did not actually mutate.
Maybe we need to drink it. It doesn't have an expiration date, so should be fine.
Buddy chugs soda.
Woo-hoo-wee! Darnell, you gotta try this dump soda.
Tastes like gamma rays in a bottle.
They clutch their stomachs.
Okay, I am very ill. I'm going to hurl.
Me too. Let her rip, bingo chip. One, two, and...
They're hooked to IVs.
Well, that was a terrible idea.
There's good news and bad news. The bad news is your stupid idea took 20 years off your lives.
And the good news?
My medical services are very expensive. And we're done here.
I don't believe this! Is every idea in there a bad idea? Should we just rename it the dumb idea pile?
Whoa, buddy, are you suggesting we give up? Are you sure?
Darnell shakes the bag.
Nah, man, the temptation of the maybe pile is too great. I'm sure the next one will be the awesome idea. Let's go!
As they run off, their IV tubes snap them backwards. Later...
All right, maybe pile, what potentially awesome ideas have you got for us next? Okay!
I think it's your idea. Get jacked?
Yep. We need to lift weights and get huge to better ourselves and others, since they'll look up to us when we have gigantic muscles.
Oh, and this one's mine. Sneaky wet willy contest. So which shall it be?
Get jacked or sneaky wet willy contest.
Decisions, decisions.
Now I know what interior decorators must feel like.
I do not. But man, this maybe pile continues to perplex and challenge me. I hate that. Let's just pick something.
Then I think I know the perfect one.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Sneaky Wet Willy Contest!
Darnell sleeps.
Wet Willy!
Ah, buddy!
Buddy drives.
Wet Willy!
The truck crashes. Darnell brushes his teeth and spits.
Wet Willy!
Ew!
In a field, Darnell and Buddy each spits on a finger and holds it up.
Wet Willy!
Wet Willy!
They collide, fingers in each other's ears.
Get it out, man!
You get it out, man!
They fall back, then get up.
Okay, let's just call it a draw, as this has been really disgusting.
Darnell licks his finger.
Your earwax tastes weird.
They hop in the truck.
Well, that was a terrible idea. Come on, Darnell! Pull some magic out of that sack!
Whoa! Look at this! Two ideas stuck together with gum!
Darnell chews and swallows it.
Mmm, cherry! Okay, we got your idea. Jump Sludge Puddle Creek from the north blindfolded. And my idea, just plain old Jump Sludge Puddle Creek from the north.
Which idea should we choose? Jump Sludge Puddle Creek from the north blindfolded? Or just Jump Sludge Puddle Creek from the north?
Jumping the creek from the north is so dangerous they had to make a warning sign.
I wonder when they're actually gonna put it up.
And yet jumping the creek blindfolded would make it more dangerous. I suggest we go with the safe and sensible option.
Jump Sludge Puddle Creek from the north!
Buddy drives.
This is totally the awesome idea we've been looking for!
Hey, you're right! Boom!
The rabble-rouser flies off one upturned end of the broken bridge, jumps the creek, and lands on the other side.
That was boring. Stupid boring. Shoot, I'm so mad I want to drive over something and crush it. Like a bike, or a car, or a vending machine, or a...
Baby possum!
Baby possum? Man, you are dark.
No, baby possum!
A baby possum crosses the road. But he swerves the truck off-road, where it lands on its roof. They're upside down.
Well, this was clearly the best choice, Buddy says sarcastically.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, we're very late for the race.
How does that make me feel better? Buddy says, seething with rage.
Nothing to worry about. I signed us up for drone side assistance.
That's a really nice phone, Buddy says with a hint of jealousy.
Darnell taps the cell phone's keypad, then a giant mechanical arm lifts the rabble-rouser into the air.
Well, we got some downtime. What kind of song should we listen to?
Let's consult the maybe pile.
Option number one is a rock. I got a rock. How'd that get in here?
That, sir, is my own awesome idea and overall approach to life. Just rock! What else we got?
My idea, take it easy, which is my approach to sitting on the can. Which one we doing? Rock or take it easy?
Two choices is very hard. I think this would be easier if we had 10 choices.
That would be a lot more options to consider.
Yeah, but we'd cut those 10 down to 2 and then pick one of those. Duh. Okay, enough's enough. You're thinking what I'm thinking.
Rock! Rock! Rock!
At the Speedway.
Buddy Thunderstruck has made it just in the nick of time.
The arm swings the rabble-rouser, taking out Junior's truck and a lamppost.
Rocking out combined with all this crashing is very, very painful.
They knock out the competition, then bounce over the finish line.
And Buddy has won in what is most likely an illegal manner.
Nick faces us.
But he would have won anyway, so if you have a problem with this, go suck an iceberg's butt.
Oh, my internal organs and head brain are severely bruised right now.
Buddy stumbles outside and takes a trophy.
Okay, having trouble walking here. Oh, there we go. And just, where's my truck?
Back inside, he hits the gas. As they strike a wall, the trophy flies out and hits Weasel Breath.
Best race ever.
I'm at my wit's end with this thing. We're at a crossroads. We either destroy the maybe pile for the sake of humanity, or we power through it. Now, which is it? Destroy the maybe pile, or power through it?
Boy, destroying this stinking bag is real enticing. Stupid garbage bag of garbage.
But powering through the maybe pile could be, in itself, a whole new level of awesome. That'll show the bag that I am its master, and is my, well, my bag.
Okay, I made up my mind.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Power through it!
They're pinned under the truck.
Well, that was a terrible idea.
They parachute with umbrellas.
Well, that was a terrible idea.
Scout kicks them to the ground.
Well, that was a terrible idea.
The rabble-rouser floats on water.
That was a terrible idea.
Tombstones bear their names.
Well, that was a terrible idea.
In the Concho Bolo.
We have only two ideas left in that bag. Thus, one has to be our awesome idea. Lay them on me, baby.
They are. Yes. And no.
What the fart nugget on a stick? The awesome idea never showed its face. A face I now want to punch in the butt.
I feel frustrated, hurt, betrayed, and slightly itchy.
Hey! Listen up, you two morons.
Buddy eyes Nick and Leroy.
No, Artichoke's talking to you.
No, I'm talking to you. I couldn't help but overhear all your moron words, and there is something you should know.
Hold that thought. Darnell, do we really want to know what Artichoke's going to say? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Man, if I had a coin, I'd flip it to make that decision.
I do have a coin, but as I do not know how to flip it, we are stuck making this decision on our own.
I teach you how to flip it, but woo, we'd be here all day.
You thinking what I'm thinking? No! Sorry, Artichoke, but this whole maybe pile was a horrible experience, and we do not want to know anything you have to say related to it.
You are making a terrible mistake!
He pulls a chair apart.
All we've been doing is making terrible mistakes, man.
Yeah, what are you mad for? We're the ones who should be mad.
Darnell tries to pull a chair apart, then tosses it down.
Take that, stupid chair!
Come on, man, we're out of here.
I better not see you in here again, you stinking chair.
Darnell follows Buddy out.
Whatever.
In the truck.
You know what? It's good that we got this maybe pile out of our system. It was a waste of time, but we actually learned something. Never, ever do that again.
Yeah, maybe piles are stupidly dumb.
The stupidly dummiest?
Yeah! You know, that awesome idea's gotta be in there somewhere.
Agreed. Let's dump all the options back into that sack and start all over again.
Okay, the maybe pile is refilled.
Excellent. Now close your eyes, forget everything we just went through, and we will pretend it never happened.
Okay.
Is your mind clear?
Almost. Almost.
Darnell slaps himself.
All clear.
In that case, here we go again. It's right.
Espresso Cubed!
Cheers! Clink.
They each drink 3 cups of coffee.
Well, I'm not feeling a thing.
I remain totally unaffected by these copious amounts of caffeine.
They get to their feet.
Let's play an arcade game!
Arcade, they dash to the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I died.
I died, too. Beat it, weasel brat.
Wanna hear this song? No, this song.
At the jukebox.
Yeah, this song. Okay.
Buddy swings really old lady.
You're too slow. Get out of here.
Let's count to 1,000,000.
What if they're right there in 1,000,000? Yeah! Artichoke, can we share your hot wings?
No, you cannot.
Right, thanks. Kaboom!
They devour his wings.
Whew. Okay, now I'm full, and these wings really ease my calm down.
Artichoke shoves a table aside and charges.
Explore Grease Fish Mysterious Hatch!
They eye a sewer's manhole cover.
Well, there it is.
I bet it leads to a city of gold.
Most likely. Okay, here we go.
Buddy jumps inside, followed by Darnell.
Oh, a river of chocolate!
Don't be stupid. It's clearly a long-lost fountain of youth, and if we bathe in it, we'll stay young forever. Backflip!
So one die!
Big Tex drives past.
Okay, this is raw sewage. I know because I got some in my mouth. I am now very sick.
I feel like every cell in my body is getting clawed by Wolverine.
They eye a laptop.
No. Ooh, that one.
This one?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay, I'm pulling a trigger.
Darnell orders a weight bench online. The next day, a giant arm drops a crate from the sky. Darnell reads the instruction manual, then eyes the jumble of metal parts. He assembles the bench with tools as Buddy plays a video game. Darnell struggles to attach a weight, then Buddy lies down and starts to bench press the barbell.
Too hard not doing this.
Jump Splash Puddle Creek from the north, blindfolded!
Buddy's blindfolded.
Ooh, this thing is, like, radiating some heat.
It's been in my pocket.
Yeah, and it smells like 20 bucks. Okay, now, let's do this!
Buddy drives.
In 20 feet, go left.
Ha! I can feel where I'm going, man. Close your eyes and try it.
He veers off-road.
Wow, I was way off. Turn right instead.
Exactly what I was feeling.
Ooh, I can feel the ramp coming up.
I feel it, too. It's like some sort of mystical energy is surrounding us and penetrating us.
They crash through a sign of cannonball saying stop and buckle up.
I feel like I'm upside down.
They drive off one end of the broken bridge and land upside down.
Take it easy!
Then I suppose that means we relax our mental minds with a little light listening.
He clicks the stereo.
Okay, this makes me want to go back in time and scissor kick Mozart.
I feel like my soul is being sucked out by a softly whispering senior citizen.
They fall asleep.
Buddy Thunderstruck has made it just in the nick of time.
The rabble rouser takes out Junior's truck.
I'm a sock in a washing machine and I do not like it.
It topples a lamppost.
Please stop breaking my bones, giant bearded lady.
They knock out the competition, then bounce over the finish line.
Anybody has won in what is most likely an illegal match.
What the? What?
Yes!
Artichoke, you may proceed.
Then listen up, diaper holes!
You must view the maybe pile with perspective. Was it truly full of terrible ideas, or was it instead a memory factory? An adventure machine? An experience generator?
That is mind-blowing! Maybe things weren't that bad after all.
Maybe they were all awesome choices! Thanks, Artichoke! Fist bump!
I knew we should have selected no lousy artichoke's lousy words.
I know, right? Blah, 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 blah. The guy wouldn't shut up his face.
I am right here!
And we should have whispered.
Artichoke throws the table.
And we will take these hot wings to go. You gonna eat these?
No fart nugget.
Buddy and Darnell eat atop the truck.
Now this is an awesome idea. Oh, man. Darnell, looks like we finally found it.
Yeah, and for once, absolutely zero side effects.
Later.
Destroy the maybe pile!
Yeah! But how should we destroy this lousy thing?
Let's consult the maybe pile.
Good idea.
Okay, this one says pyrotechnics.
This one says the power of suggestion. Whatever that means. I hate this dump bad. Blowing it up would be very therapeutic for me.
I've made my decision.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Pyrotechnics!
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know just the guy to help us.
As Artichoke eats at the Concho Bolo, Buddy taunts him with the maybe pile.
Ha! I'm a bag and I hate you, Artichoke. You should blow me up.
Artichoke swats him away.
La 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 la. Oh, am I annoying you? You want a kissy kiss?
Artichoke bats the bag away.
Kissy kissy.
Stop shoving that in my face or I will destroy it.
Buddy continues to thrust the bag at him. Artichoke flies into a rage, grabs the bag, puts his fist through the TV, adds sticks of dynamite, and hurls it outside.
Yeah!
Woo! Awesome, Artichoke!
You know what, Darnell? I think that was the awesome idea we've been looking for.
Kaboom!
Literally.
You've used that joke before.
What are you, the joke police?
Darnell winks.
The power of suggestion!
And now I think I know what it means.
They pull up to Zeal's.
Boom! Leroy's suggestion box.
Well, our bag is full of suggestions, so perhaps it belongs in there.
Yep. Yeah, get in there. You take that all, box. And now the evil maybe pile is gone. Now we sit back and wait to see who it will torment next.
Oh boy, suggestions. Jump, sludge, puddle, creek from the north. Well, if someone suggested it, I can't let them down.
Leroy's old clunker speeds toward one upturned end of the broken bridge, then stalls halfway up it. Leroy gets out, walks to the edge of the bridge, licks one finger, and holds it to the air. He gets a running start and cannonballs into Sludge Puddle Creek. Buddy arrives with Darnell, who punches his cell phone keypad.
We should probably fish him out.
A giant mechanical arm swings into Leroy's car, then lifts him from the creek.
Got him!
Kaboom!
Don't put the brakes on just yet. There are more awesome ideas in which Darnell and I aspire to do.
The rabble-rouser drives down a highway.
Come on, you got the power to keep this going. We got more maybes in the pile for you to see.
Go ahead.
Why stop now? Let's keep going while I'm still young and extremely handsome.
Garbage pizza or espresso cubed?
Hey there! Did you forget that you control what happens? Grab your game controller, press left or right, and then press OK, okay? So go on now, pick something!
Buddy ducks down.
You gotta make a choice, come on now!
He pops up.
Do it now!
He ducks to the side.
You gotta use that game controller, pick it up! Use that thing, yes! Do it, you got the power! Hey, this is an interactive episode, so game on.
He hops in the truck.
I got it.
Garbage pizza or espresso cubed?
Hey there, did you forget that you control what happens? Grab your remote, press left or right, and then press OK, okay? So go on now, pick something.
Buddy ducks down.
You gotta make a choice, come on now.
He pops up.
Do it now.
He ducks to the side.
You gotta use that remote control. Pick it up. Use that thing. Do it. You got the power. Hey, this is an interactive episode, so game on.
He hops in the truck.
I got it.
Garbage pizza or espresso cubed?
Hey there, did you forget that you control what happens?
Buddy ducks off.
Get those fingers and thumbs ready and tap left or right, okay?
He pops up.
So go on now, pick something.
He ducks down.
You gotta tap a choice. Come on now.
Do it now.
As previously discussed, you, the viewer, must use your fingers to make a choice.
Do it. You got the power.
Hey, this is an interactive episode, so game on.
He hops in the truck.
I got it.
Garbage pizza or espresso cubed?
Hey there, did you forget that you control what happens?
Buddy ducks off.
Get those fingers and thumbs ready and click left or right, okay?
He pops up.
So go on now, pick something.
He ducks down.
You gotta click a choice. Come on now.
Do it now.
As previously discussed, you, the viewer, must use your fingers to make a choice.
Do it. You got the power.
Hey, this is an interactive episode, so game on.
He hops in the truck.
I got it.
I'm in overdrive.
The Maybe Pile, written by Thomas Krajewski, directed by Harry Chaskin. Two figures cut from paper high five. Stupid Buddy Studios. Buddy's truck drives by a billboard with words below a cartoon rose. American Greetings Entertainment. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.